This is episode number 2082 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
They've already ordered Dune Part 2. I'm serious. I mean, the movie's been out a week, and they're like, oh, yeah, I got a hit on our hands. It only did $40 million. It's a big deal. And it's a remake. Anyway, so I wanted to let you know that Dune 2 is, it's been greenlit, as we say in Hollywood. So
I don't think I saw Dune Part 1.
You didn't see the first one?
No.
Well, this one is a remake.
It's a remake.
Yeah, but I think it is anyway. I don't know what it is. I'm not that interested. I wasn't that interested in the first one either.
I didn't see Dune The 1.1.
1.0.
1.0. Or Dune 2.0.
Speaking of news from Hollywood, it's time for the Who Cares News. All the news we don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
I have a perfect example of that.
Yeah?
Right here.
Right now.
Jerry O'Connell's anger at a driver who took up three spaces in a parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Three spaces. Don't you hate
three
when people do that?
Spaces.
Don't you hate when they think they're better than everyone else? Their car is better than everyone else. It's like mine.
Like yours.
I mean, it's not that it's not better than mine, because that's a given. But still,
uh-huh.
You know, saying, showing that stars are just like us.
They're just like us.
So, his anger at a driver took up three spaces in the parking lot and dissolved into celebrity fawning once he discovered it was Kourtney Kardashian.
What?
Who parked her big-ass car in Calabasas. He was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen on Monday.
She's got to watch that sometime.
So he said he took his two kids to math tutoring recently.
Uh-huh.
Why isn't he having a tutor come to his house? That's what stars do. Wow. I don't know.
He's Jerry O'Connell. He's like, I mean, yeah, he's on a talk show, but he's like down there.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, let me share a little something. You know, my daughter Amanda is a preschool teacher. Uh-huh. She's actually a preschool teacher to the stars. She used to have Jerry's kids in her preschool in Calabasas. Oh, I don't know. This is several years ago. But she's met Jerry on a number of occasions. Said he's a really sweet guy. This was when he wasn't working.
Oh, well.
Yeah, this was back in the day when Rebecca was making all the bucks. Now, anyway.
So, you know, kids going math tutoring recently. And so in the parking lot there, he spotted some expensive huge-ass car. And he was taking him about three spaces. So perhaps meaning it as a teachable moment.
Yeah.
Jerry said he told the kids.
Yeah.
This is disgusting. That's really teachable right there. Look at how rich people just take up all these spaces.
Rich people.
They have no regard for us regular people.
Oh, Jerry O'Connell's regular people. He's on TV every day of the week. No,
I'd like to
really?
Have his regular old bank account.
Yikes.
So
right?
And then, recently engaged, Kourtney Kardashian came out and she was like, hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
And he was like, oh, gosh, Kourtney, how are you? Nice to see you. Congratulations. And he kissed her on like a little cheek. And then she got into his car with the kids.
Yeah.
And naturally, they mentioned that he didn't say anything about Kourtney's parking. And I was like, you two shut up, said Jerry.
I guess it's a close community there in Calabasas.
Oh, you know it.
Anyway, well, good for them. I mean, the kids got a teachable moment there. And what did they learn? What did they learn from this?
I'm really not sure.
That daddy's a kiss ass. That's what they learned.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Got
it. There you go.
Proving once again that he's the nicest guy in Hollywood. So this isn't necessarily a who cares news.
Uh-huh.
Because it involves Keanu Reeves.
And I don't care.
And I always care about Keanu Reeves.
Well, good for you. I don't care.
Yeah, baby.
I don't care about Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, I call him Keanu, gifted his stuntman on John Wick 4 with Rolexes.
Wow.
Now, there's four of them. So each of the four stuntmen received the watches, which were personally engraved on the back.
So I take it these are stuntmen that play John Wick. They do John Wick stunts.
Yes.
Okay.
So everyone.
So it takes four guys.
Evidently.
Four guys to play Keanu Reeves in a movie? Okay.
So every one of the stuntmen were referred to as John Wick 2, 3, 5.
I guess that means that Keanu's John Wick 1. I guess that would make sense.
Five
John Wicks. Okay.
Because he is a John Wick. They just
I will say this. If you watch a John Wick movie, I would think that stuntmen are disposable because it is nonstop action. OMG. It's just like, wow.
Oh, they're awesome.
They're great movies. Yes. They're great movies.
And I always love it when Keanu has work.
Well, you know what? And he's gotten to a point now where I think, obviously, The Matrix was a huge thing, but he's smart. Keanu's smart. Because he doesn't just take anything that comes his way.
That's true.
Well, except Bill and Ted. Anyway, the deal is...
But look what it's done for him. It's iconic.
I can see redoing Bill and Ted, you know, doing the... Anyway. Uh-huh. The deal is that makes him more valuable.
Yes.
On the market. Because you don't see him in everything there is. And he's good at this kind of role. You know, cold, you know, calculated... methodical.
You know why?
Why?
Because if you watch A Walk in the Clouds.
Okay.
Or even Speed.
Yeah.
He's not exactly...
Oscar-winning material. That's what I say.
That's not exactly what I was going to say.
Performances.
His delivery isn't exuberant.
No. And he plays that guy. He played Neo very well. Matrix. I mean, I get it. I love John Wick. So yeah. Anyway, he gave everybody a watch. Not just a watch, a freaking Rolex. Wow.
They're worth $10,000 a piece.
God, can you imagine?
You know, making Keanu, again, one of the nicest guys to work for in this business.
On top of that, they make him look good because they're these great stuntmen, you know, they're John Wick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on in Hollywood the last couple of days about sets and the type of direction that's going on, the type of labor that's being used. We just want to say right here and there that we are fully in support of the unions that protect people who work in the crafts that make the entertainment for us. And we just want to say our hearts go out to everybody that's affected by the things that have been going on. So.
There's a lot, and I mean it's pretty heavy in Hollywood right now.
At the same time, when the union is voting on whether or not to strike, so it looks like they're not going to strike. So that's good news. You know what else is good news? When I think of John Wick, I think of John Wick 3. And you know who's in John Wick 3?
Halle Berry.
And can't wait for Bruised, which is going to be debuting on Netflix next week. Yeah, I'm ready.
What day?
I think it's the 6th.
I just need to know so I can text you all through the movie.
Thanks.
I'm going to call you and text
it's
you.
It's streaming. I can stop it anytime
You'll
I want.
You'll turn your phone off.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.